USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. An explosion on a busy pedestrian thoroughfare in Istanbul killed at least 4 people and wounded 38 others, according to initial reports out of Turkey. According to a Twitter post attributed to the provincial governor, the blast occurred about 4:20 p.m. on a street near one of the city's busiest locations for shopping and tourism. Video posted on social media described as taken at the scene showed what appeared to be an orange fireball rising from the street. Russia has closed their doors to Americans.
Russia stated that it is barring 200 Americans from entering the country in retaliation for sanctions placed on Moscow by the Biden administration over the war in Ukraine. Politicians, government officials, and their family members, including Paul Pelosi and President Biden's sister and brother, were targeted by the sanctions, with Moscow saying that they had participated in the, quote, Russia-phobic campaign against Russian President Vladimir Putin's government. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
As Ukrainian forces entered the city of Kherson, the magnitude of the humanitarian crises, including a lack of water and electricity, became apparent. Nevertheless, for a second day, residents poured into the streets to celebrate.
It feels like freedom at last. You have to have something which you live for, and this was the moment to live for. Liberation is not something happening every year. It's something in 5 generations, and it's a moment to stay.
On Saturday, shortly after Democrats picked up a key victory in Nevada, where incumbent Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto defeated Republican challenger Adam Laxalt, Republican Senator Josh Hawley took to Twitter to say the Republican Party is dead. The old party is dead. Time to bury it. Build something new, Hawley wrote. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see. Something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Racine, Wisconsin school board says it plans to honor a fourth grader who came to a classmate's aid last week. 9-year-old Essence Collier was eating lunch with a class at Fratt Elementary Tuesday when she spotted another student choking across the room. Teacher Samantha Bradshaw was filling in the classroom during lunch on Tuesday.
I see her go to the other student and wrapped her arms around her and performed the Heimlich maneuver on her.
Essence says she saw a YouTube video about how to help someone choking when she was 7. Her fast action cleared the classmate's airway in seconds. With the holiday season right around the corner, thousands of families in Wake County, North Carolina, need some help spreading the Christmas cheer this year. The Salvation Army of Wake County is sponsoring an angel tree at the local Crabtree Mall with more than 6,600 kids on the tree, where generous donors can adopt the angel and shop for clothes, necessities, and even toys for children who might not get any other gifts this year. Lieutenant Allison Hamilton with the Salvation Army says that without the help of the community in sponsoring these angels, the Salvation Army likely won't be able to help all the families who need it this year.
We're really dependent on our community of donors to come and help these families out.
Odell Beckham Jr. would like to whittle down his current list of potential teams, which includes the Dallas Cowboys, the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, New York Giants, and San Francisco 49ers as soon as possible and have a decision by the end of this month, league sources said. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.